Swamiji has only given you entrance, and there is lot of things to anubhav.
Feeling.
To feel. Lot of things. He has also written, but man will have to so many times, so many birth to go on in these things. In Srimad Bhagavat, in Vyakha, he has given.
But you have to read very carefully.
Very carefully.
I have seen that.
Someone has.
If he had some time more, he has done a lot of work.
Yeah, he would have done.
He has done Vaidhi Bhakti.
Yeah.
Now perhaps if he was, he could write some also. Yes.
One has to have heard them to be able to find them in Prabhupada's book.
Yeah.
In other words, after hearing them about them, then you can find them. But until you hear them, you cannot find.
Just like when you were telling me about Swarupasiddhi and Vastusiddhi. So until we talked about that, I never saw that. But then I looked in the discussion with Ramananda Roy, and it came there in our Guru Maharaj's book. Otherwise, I read that book many times, but I did not see this point. I could not understand it until we talked.
One day he came and discussed about Devadharma.
Shravana Desha.
Very high thing. Vastusiddhi and Vastusiddhi. About
Vastusiddhi. You wanted to hear that explanation. Because after Shravana Desha.
Because in Upadeshamrita, our Guru Maharaj has given these points. But the whole thing only this much.
But
summarizing. It's very hard to understand.
But it is only entrance. Backside of this, there is a very vast ocean.
It's only a door.
Certainly. Strange word that out of India he has tried to give this.
Yeah, that was strange.
Before him no one has done this thing. Prabhupada wanted, but the fellows cannot do. Have not done.
Sridhar Maharaj, he once said, I was with Sridhar Maharaj, and he said that we read this, that in every town, every village. He said, but actually we could not imagine how it was going to happen. He said, we never thought it would actually be every town all over the world. We thought maybe Bharat.
Recently, during December, the devotees, they do more preaching for that month. And the main preaching is giving the book. Prabhupada said, just like the communists, without coming into Bengal, by giving the book, they made the revolution. But he wanted the book. So they had great success. What's that one man?
Harinam Ananda Das. This one devotee. He's a very interesting person. Harinam Ananda. He's a Swiss devotee. He's a disciple of Harikesh Maharaj. So he, very interesting person. He heard about Mayapur somehow in Switzerland. So he went to Mayapur. As soon as he reached Mayapur, he was not yet initiated anything. He didn't know anything. He just thought, let me go to India. He went to Mayapur and he met one person there. He said, you must chant Hare Krishna. So he's Swiss. Swiss people are like this, very, you know, like soldiers. So he said, all right. And he went all day long chanting for 3-4 days. Then someone said, actually, She said, you should go to Vrindavan, you go to Radhakund. So from Mayapur he went to Vrindavan, then he went to Radhakund. In Radhakund he lived 3 months, every day taking bath and chanting all the time. Although he had no previous experience of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. So now you're going to tell about what he does now.
Yes, so he really wants this preaching. So he works so hard every day to sell these books on the street.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
So he used to sell one at a time, but he does full sets.
20 books, 30 books to one person.
So he did 900 in one day.
Standing on the street corner, just people walking by, and he stops them, and he sold 900 books with no table or anything. He just keeps the books in his car. He holds them like this, and he stops people who are walking, who don't know him or anything. And he says, I want to show you this book, and it's Srimad Bhagavatam. And he makes them buy 10 books, 15 books, 20 books at a time. And he's telling that story.
He does every day. Very sincerely.
Where?
In Switzerland.
Huh?
In Switzerland. They told me he 200 times 300 is how much.
6,000.
No.
60,000 books
in one year.
This
one man.
And a lot of money. And all the money goes for Mayapur. Just to build Mayapur. He knows that. So he has that dedication.
So, Samal Krishna Maharaj is asking a question because he's working very sincerely, and it's very, very cold, and all service for Prabhupada, very selfless, and very strict, and great physical difficulty, but he goes on and on and on and on and on every day like this hard. So, that's Vaidhi Bhakti. What will the relationship between this type of effort? Will it give him some inspiration?
Krishna is saying, in any form he will help me. Better chance he will be.
Give a better
chance. Surely. Because he is sincere.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. But yes, sir.
Dadami buddhi yogam. Tam jain maham shupayam. What should be arranged for Mahaprasadam?
But you are not taking, you said. Your stomach has got trouble.
Only rice and some vegetables.
You don't eat roti?
Roti, I take, but chicken.
Whatever.
I suggested them have some questions.
Mm.
Any questions we will discuss with. That will be better.
So now,
like
they will tape everything now so that they can send me the tape.
Mm.
Because I am missing all of this.
On 11th, I will have to go for 10 or 10 or 15 minutes.
11 o'clock.
Yes, there is a school of wise. They have called me to give a very short.
May I put this here? Do you mind?
What?
This is his microphone, so we can record.
It picks up.
Okay.
Krishna Maharaj would have all the questions and we wouldn't speak because he usually has so many questions. But then he told us
about Deva Dharma.
No, we thought he was going to discuss Brahma Samhita more. He said he had so many questions, but then he told us he'd rather hear Jaivadharma. So we didn't finish the chapter, and we had one question. I had this term Raganuga and Ragatmaka. Is Raganuga just mean practice, and then one goes, he can become Ragatmaka, or is Ragatmaka one can never become?
At first you'll have to understand what is Ragatmika. You know Ragatmika?
It's the love, it's the feeling that the eternal associates of Krishna have for Krishna.
Rag in Atma. Ragatmika. Those who have love, affection, pure affection in Krishna, like Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Sridham, Subal, Nanda, Jasoda, all these are parikar. They have prem in their Atma. Naturally, they are called Ragatmika Bhakta. Those in the form of sadhak have some greed, especially in vatsalya ras or sakhya ras or madhur ras. So by this greed, those who follow the footprints of that ragatmika bhakta are called raganuga. See, Rupa Goswami, in his outer form, this form, in sadhak form, he is called Araganuga. But actually he is Ragatmika in Manjari. Now those who follow the footprints of Rupa Sanatan are also called Raganuga. Raga, Nuga, mane, in the footprints of Rag, that is called Raganuga, Ragatmik Bhakta. So, in inner, by Sadhak, Siddha Deha.
Yeah, perfect body.
Spiritual body.
Is called Siddha Deha. By inner, he is following the Ragatmika Bhakta. Like Lalita Vishakha Rukmanjari, as Rupa Goswami used to do. And in outer, he should follow the footprints of Rupa Goswami as he is done in his male personality. That is called Araganuga.
Now his question is that when, if someone who is a sadhak becomes completely pure in his love, perfect in his love, in say vastu siddhi, such a sadhak comes to the point
not vastu
siddhi. Is in the mind.
Vastu siddhi is not sadhak.
No, I say afterwards. First he becomes sarup siddhi, then in next birth he may be vastu siddhi.
Not any birth.
Not birth, but in his spiritual form.
In Krishna lila.
Now at that point, is he raganuga or ragatmika?
No, nothing.
Neither form. Not ragatmika.
Ragatmika he will be. Parikar.
He will be ragatmika.
Parikar. Ragatmika.
So that's the question.
That is not sadhak.
No, I understood that.
So that the ragatmika after vastu siddhi.
So ragatmika does not only mean those who are eternal. In other words, from that ragatmika, if someone can become ragatmika,
jiva.
A jiva can become ragatmika in the future if he becomes completely perfect.
In the gardens of gopis or sakhas are in the gardens of Yasodhananda.
See, in Ban Maharaj's translation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that, no, he says only ragatmika can only be possible for those who are the expansions of Baladev Tattva or Radharani.
Quite wrong. Surely he will be.
Yeah.
His Atma will be colored in Krishna Ram. যেরকম হতে বলবে প্রভুর কায়বু ওইটা হবে নিত্য সিদ্ধা, হি উইল নট বি নিত্য সিদ্ধা বাট সাধক সিদ্ধা, অ্যাজ লাইক অ্যাজ নিত্য সিদ্ধা বাট নট সিদ্ধা বিকজ হি হ্যাজ সাধন সিদ্ধা বাট হি উইল বি রাগাত্মিকা শিওরলি নো any confusion.
I'm glad that you have cleared this point up. This is an important point. Very important.
Would you like to ask any questions?
In that same chapter we were speaking of last time, near the end, Bijoy, he reveals his mind that he has the mood of being an assistant of Lalita. And Vrajanath, he said he wants to be assistant of Subal. It seems like one has to be beyond Rajatama Sattva for his own feeling to be serious, to be taken seriously. Because otherwise if one is contaminated by these modes of nature, then he will be thinking of I want to be gopi, but his mood won't be it won't be pure.
What
so
is the question?
After so many sadhan, Vijay Kumar has just up and he has left his all worldly connections and illusory maya. Then his greed is actual greed. Then he sees his Gurudev like Lalita, and that is first. But our stage is not like this. Our stage is ordinary. So many change can be here. So when an actual grid comes, and after sadhan bhajan of Raganuga, then it will be clear. Without that,
it may not be one's real. If the guru here says you can meditate like this,
but guru should be guru.
Guru should be guru.
Like
Babaji
Maharaj.
But
not Sajya Baba of Radha Kunda. If Swamiji can say, then.
What is your question?
I'm wondering if it can change later, if a person realizes, is it actually his real...
His question is that...
Because it seems here that they weren't...
Just behind on some comedy questions.
It seemed like they weren't so much... so long practicing.
His question
is... initiated and he said, okay, you're like...
His question is that in a very short time, it seems that in a very short time, Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar very quickly said, oh, I think I am...
This is a fact of thousand and thousand years. He has written in a very short...
Yeah.
But it is a very long...
journey.
Many births? Or
it may take or if Krishna and Guru want, then in a birth it can be.
Can I ask another question similar to this? Maharaj may feel that he has some inclination. He is inclined towards.
You may feel also.
Or anyone may feel towards a particular mood. Now, should one cultivate a certain, or should one try for a certain way of thinking just based on one's feelings? Because we are not perhaps like Rajanath or Vijay Kumar. We have not done many, many thousands of births.
If a very beautiful lady goes and she sees that lady, very, very beautiful, smiling, and she sees towards us by the corner, and I have lust for him, then I will have to take order that should we do, should we see, or should we talk?
No, it will happen without taking order, automatically.
If that greediness has come, the person, the sadhak, tries to enter. This is the nature of that greed.
Great.
No question will arise. What to do, what not to do, not to do.
Should I?
Is Vaidhi Bhakti. Surely it is Vaidhi Bhakti. But when greed comes, this is no anything. He tries to see books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all other books and all other associations. Where can I have these things? How I will enter in? He keeps it very sacred and secret. Not tells to his heart also. What to other person?
Not to anyone.
No.
Not to anyone?
Gurudev, who is very, very kripalu to him.
Mm-hmm.
Even he will keep secret from Gurudev also. Siksha Guru is needed there. Because he is like brother and friend.
Mm.
Gurudev is
worshipful person.
So he will conceal that fact. But if Gurudev is Siksha Gurudev also, he will not conceal. In my opinion, Gurudev should be like Siksha Guru also. By not having this connection, Siksha Guru. In Guru Vastak, like a friend. What in what shlok? Second or third shlok? What? Second shlok?
Mahaprabhu
Chaitanya Prabhu. And a Gurudev should be very, very near and dear to us. Not only I'm very and I'm very low.
We were discussing this one.
Very near and dear. As a friend also. Like Srimati Radhika. Krishna is Guru. Krishna is husband. Krishna is Priyatam. Krishna is Sakha. Krishna is father and mother.
Yeah.
Everything is Krishna. Friend also. So Gurudev should be not Aishwarya but Madhurya also. Madhurya means as a near dear friend. What?
Yeah. So, if someone, which comes first,
You said previously that first you have to know what you want, and then the greed comes.
Yes, the greed. When will come in connection of such person who is raganuga or who is totally a rasagya vyakti? Rasagya, no?
Yes.
Rasik.
Yeah.
So he is association. He will tell something about Krishna and Radhika and Gopis and Brajarasa.
Mm.
And if surely you will be attached.
Mm.
Then you will hear, see, that how we can enter in this. This, how to enter in this, this will be very, very, जितना ही प्रगाढ़ होगा
प्रगाढ़ इंग्लिश मीनिंग
डीप द थॉट विल बी डीप दे विल सी व्हाट टू गो व्हाट टू डू व्हाट टू डू विल यू विल ट्राई टू सी इन शास्त्र श्रीमद् भागवत दशम स्कंद एंड ऑल दिस And this is a sanskar of last janma also, birth. You understand?
Yeah. But we don't understand how it was, we have any sanskar.
Chalna padega? Dus minute or?
Dus
minute. Main wahi aa jaun ya?
खड़ा
रहेगा
But we can't think how we have any samskar.
This is also samskar. This is going on samskar. If in previous birth we have some samskar, it will be very, very easy. And if there is no samskar, then by new samskar, a man can enter.
By hearing from a rasika devotee, it would seem like one would naturally catch his mood. So is the ras with Krishna formed in the heart already, or
this would
depend on association?
Carefully, that whether it is a lust manly or a spiritual desire. Some bogus person, after hearing these things, which are not adhikari, they have something to read or to know, only a curiosity. But they will not do any sadhan bhajan. So we should be careful. Whether this greed is certainly inner or outside. If it is in a vision.
His question may be, let's say you meet a rasika bhakta, but of another nature, will that inspire you?
Means, his question is that, do we have already our relationship with Krishna defined? Is it specifically defined already eternally, or do we learn it from the rasika bhakta newly that we are associating with?
Anyhow, we should not try for this thing. By the grace of Guru and Gauranga or Rasi Bhakti, if that association comes and our greed also comes, then we should go. Otherwise, we should go on in our Vajji Bhakti.
But he's asking a question of just a purely philosophical question, you can say, although it's practical also, that if supposing someone, our Guru Maharaj told us that everyone already has his rasa with Krishna.
Certainly.
So if that is true, then if you meet another, supposing one's, just like here, Vrajanath's rasa is as a sucker of Krishna, a follower of Subal. Now, if he meets a rasic bhakta who is in Madhurya Bhav,
he met, but he could not go.
This,
yeah. This fact is clear there.
How did he see
one
that?
Guru, but Vrajanath went only to Sakharas and vision God. Because he has in his heart.
Madhurya rasa contains all the rest of the rasa, so he Madhurya.
Gradually, the person who is of Madhurya rasa, he can go gradually. He can go first to Dasya. He can go secondly to Sakha. He again may go to.
Does he do like that?
It may be. Until his thirst is not quenched.
Yeah, just like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Like Gop Kumar.
Like Gop Kumar.
That is the way.
Yeah, definitely.
But a sakha cannot go to Vatsalya. If he goes sakha, Vatsalya only give him dasya. What he has in his seed.
Just like Murari Gupta.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not give. Rupa Sanatan could not give to Anupam. Like, this fact is clear.
Why? I was surprised. I was reading a little bit later on, and Vrajanath, he was in Raganuga Bhakti, but then he got married. And his guru said, you could get married. Why? I could not understand why.
If he already has such elevated position, why he wants to be married?
Circumstances aisa tha. Bhakti does not see whether he is married or not married. No fact. But, however, when he got all these things, he never married. But it's a special thing he has married. I see also for a rashi, if he marries, no heart. But for ordinary person, is suitable to marry.
That's good.
Anyhow, we should see that anyhow our rush cannot be dry. Anyhow. But not worldly rush.
No. Well, as long as we have your association, it will not be dry.
All Krishna arranges everything. How to get this sadhak to me? He arranges everything. He sees everything. I have so Vishwas. Vishwas means
a strong faith.
Strong,
isn't it?
What a strong?
Faith.
Faith. I have faith. Krishna is more eager than us to meet us. In Bihad Bhagavatamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, and everywhere I see.
Now, they are discussing Jiva Dharma with you, and I am going to miss this discussion. So,
no, no. You are.
discussing more than them. Always.
I only met like two times.
But they will give me their tapes, and I will listen that way. But I was thinking that perhaps the next book, I want to make some, and I want to meet with you again for another book. So what shall be that next book?
You think?
You mentioned Krishna Kanamrita, or it could be Brihat Bhagavatamrita. What you should
say? Bhagavatamrita will take some time. Very, very.
Oil.
Oil.
Mustard oil.
Some grease.
Up top. On top.
That question was very interesting for us.
Bishambha and Aryatakire Sambham, and Sambham means Gaurav. Gaurav means a respected thing. And Bishambha means no no Gaurav. Gaurav means Guru, Guru Gyan. Like friendly terms. That is called Vishrambha. He should start Guru Vishrambha. In friendly terms. Nothing to be hidden. If it is essential, I can sit on the same level as Guru and will serve. Because being sitting
equal,
lower,
we cannot serve like Govinda. He can go hither and thither, but not for mine, for Guru Seva. So the Seva should be Vishram, not always like this, not always teaching sweet teaching and always Dandat Pranam, losing time in doing Dandat Pranam, but internal motive Seva. Swamiji also used to tell this Dandavati Dandavat class. No, we should not be in Dandavat class.
The internal again, the internal mood of Seva.
I have a question, a simple question. That,
this is clear?
Yeah, I agree. Two questions. One is that you have always explained that there are two types of disciples. One who Vidya Druhi. Vidya Druhi. Vidya, you said one who is a
Vidya Druhi.
Who is an actual genuine disciple. And then someone else who is very committed. Now, we see that naturally, the Guru would like to have disciples who are Vidya Druhi. But there are few. Most are not like that. Does it mean that we should not initiate others who are Kanista? Because how will a Kanista person
initiate them? Certainly. Prahlad Maharaj has told, प्रायेण देव मुनयो स्वविमुक्त कामा मौनं चरन्ति नबिजने परार्थ. सो हाउ वी कैन गिव एसोसिएशन टू कनिष्ठ. सो वी शुड इनिशिएट देम, गिव शिक्षा दीक्षा एंड एवरीथिंग.
One difficulty in our society is that there's diksha, but so often the diksha gurus are very busy. They have places all over the world, so they have less opportunity for diksha.
All other fields do diksha. You are coming to me, similarly they will go. No diksha. If a man has to learn something, he will try. And if he is not trying and you want to give him shiksha, you can. So it depends also on that person. Swamiji was alone. How he gave shiksha to all these persons and all their knowing that Swamiji is loving only alone me. Everyone has this idea that he loves me.
Yeah, everyone.
How? So a man can do, he can go here and thither, and yet he can give shiksha. Himself or by any other means he can.
Is it best that that such a diksha guru, he says you learn from somebody specifically or not needed?
Not needed, because what so many persons are. Your guru have ordered you to come to me and to Kamal Krishna ji or anyone. But his order is Vaishnava Sangha. Do Vaishnava Sangha. Without Vaishnava Sangha, you cannot go up.
I have another question. It's a question you want to ask. Your question. Maybe it's time to sit down.
Huh? Boli?
I think we don't have time now. Maybe next time. But the next chapter.
Huh?
Yeah, the next chapter discusses the tenth Asmula about Baba. Yeah. So anyway, I think next time we will come. But it was not explained very clearly. So we couldn't get the idea. But the next time we come we'll discuss that. The next chapter.
I will listen to the tape.
But you'll be gone there? Mayapur.
Should I come again or wait? Seeing you in Mayapur is very difficult.
Very.
I have that experience.
And there
I am. That is fine for me because there are so many people. It is not the same as you.
But yet we can meet.
Here. I like it also to meet you in Vrindavan. You are always here. You are never going to Vrindavan. You built such a nice temple and now you hardly are there. You built that temple for your bhajan.
Now books are here. I'm trying to go there.
Maybe you should move the books there.
That will have to be.
You move all the books.
Tomorrow I will go there. But there is no way for car there.
No.
Very difficult to go there.
Why is that?
Because Srimati Radhika gave that place, sacred place, that all cannot come.
That's the reason.
Easily what? Anyone cannot come there. No, what?
That is why we are not walking there?
I tried. Some way I have done.
Should I, I'm leaving Friday. Would you, should I come another time before
I leave? You can come.
Thursday?
You can come.
You'll be here?
I'll be
here. Thursday. Is that good for you? We can
you can come.
Okay. I'm very unfortunate to say
No. You are very fast. How are you? That is your loss.